You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is the undeniable sound of Peaches with Sucker. We're going to be having a chat with Peaches very, very shortly. You're on The Breakfast Show. Hello, Peaches. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hello. This is so exciting. It's so lovely to chat with you. We're listening, of course, to your track Sucker from the Teachers of Peaches, which is celebrating 2 decades, 20 years. How does that feel?
It feels pretty unreal. Feels like yesterday. They grow up so fast.
They really do. Since your tour to New Zealand's been announced, we've been getting a lot of texts from listeners who are pretty much sharing the same sentiment of how has 2 decades passed so fast. And it really was, you know, revolutionary for music when you put this out. Did it feel like a revolutionary thing for you releasing this? Or was it just a natural, you know, natural progression of what you were up to?
It felt revolutionary for me. I felt very connected to it, more connected than I'd ever had making music. So for me, it felt revolutionary, but I had no idea that it would, you know, be so powerful and speak to so many people, which I'm not mad at that.
No, not at all. And it really has, because it's one of those albums that never seems to stop being relevant, which sometimes might feel a little bit bleak, because this is, you know, you've got a lot of really ruckus politics that you're always pushing, you know, and that's really important. But sometimes it can feel a little bit like we're having the same arguments, we're having the same conversations. Do you ever feel like you look at the political landscape you released this album in and you look at now, and do you feel like there's been changes? Do you feel like there's been movement around some of the stuff you were kicking against?
Yeah, there's definitely been, it's sort of like it goes up and down and it goes in and out.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in any other reference other than, you know, like it really does go up and down in terms of like understanding or finding new understandings or realizing whatever we thought was a well and just way to express has now maybe fallen on its own datedness, you know, in terms of, so we're always having to relearn and even have the conversations between ourselves about what is going on.
Yeah.
But it definitely becomes a wider and more mainstream conversation and becomes more, you know, part of the mainstream, but then that also makes for more extreme ideas about you know, polarizing these things that should bring us together, which mm-hmm. always really, you know, it makes me happy that these become more in the conversation, and that people are more involved or more excited about being creative about this, or feeling the need that this is politically important. And that's all that we can hope for, is that just people keep continuing to have the conversations and hopefully be on the right side of letting people be who they need to be, because that's all I'm talking about. I'm not talking about anything else but letting people become themselves. And it's just so sad that our histories and our systematic patriarchal ideals just are so ingrained in our head and make us feel bad and make us feel shamed about anything that isn't from a certain patriarchal gaze, even today. And so, and then how it holds on to its last weak limbs of, you know, trying to pull us back with really extreme ideas of, you know, I use America as a reference with, you know, ideas of turning it into Handmaid's Tale and, you know, blocking voters' rights and, like, you know, people when they go to vote, they have to line up for hours and hours, making it harder, and like not letting people have like a glass of water, like making that a rule or something. And
then,
you know, years and years of lobbying and gerrymandering and.
It's a lot, isn't it? And it's one of those things where I think about your music, Peaches, within the context of this, and it's always, you know, there's that conversation about, can art really be activism? And I think your music is such an important, you know, banner for, yes, it absolutely can. This is how you can embody it. This is how you can uplift people, bring them joy and anger at the same time as having these difficult conversations. Does it still feel when you're performing like that's at the forefront for you?
I've got to say this tour, because, you know, I've already done two American tours. I was supposed to do one and ended up doing two American tours and a European tour. With the Teachers of Peaches anniversary album, and I have never felt so much, it's like so much community togetherness. It sounds whatever, I don't even care how it sounds, because this is just how it is. I never felt so together and so connected with a group, like with 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 people in a room, you know?
Yeah.
Which, and I know this is a strange sort of, a strange kind of example, but, you know, I'm very involved, very engaged. I have the old school approach of being very, like, hands-on with the audience. I like not just crowd surfing. I like to walk on people.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, this, I did 50 shows just now. I'm like rolling around on people. I'm doing like the Madonna Material Girl with the audience, where I'm like sideways kicking my leg. I'm standing on them. I had not one person try to do anything inappropriate to me or to my leg, or reaching up past my leg to my nether regions at all. And this is probably the first tour that I haven't had at least one or any, you know, because and to me that was almost like, wow, we really, I know that that's such a physical, strange example, but it just tells me how there's this respect, and there's also just the connection. And I'm overwhelmed. I had to, the first couple of shows, I had to like make sure I didn't cry. And then, like, I could just stand there and cry. People would be like, what happened to Peaches?
Well, I'm so excited that you're going to be bringing the tour to New Zealand. You're going to be playing in February here in Auckland at the Power Station, and then two shows in Wellington, because you sold out the first one already, at Meow. That's going to be really fun. Peaches, I can't wait to see it live. Last time we had you here was an absolutely stellar experience, and this is going to be very special. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you.
We're going to listen to Lover Tits now. One of my all-time faves. We'll see you in a couple of months. Thank you for your time.
I'm yours.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.